found that if you climbed over the place where the wall had fallen down and then went around behind the crematorium, you could cut off half the journey. It was one of those old cemeteries you got owls and foxes in, and sometimes in the Sunday papers, people going on about our Victorian heritage. Although they didn't go on about this one, because it was the wrong kind of heritage, being too far from London. Wobbler said it was spooky, and sometimes went home the long way. But Johnny was disappointed that it wasn't spookier. Once you forgot about all the skeletons underground, grinning away in the dark, it was quite friendly. Birds sang, all the traffic sounded a long way off. It was peaceful. He'd had to check a few things, though. Some of the older graves had big stone boxes on top, and in the wilder parts, these had cracked and even fallen open. He'd had a look inside, just in case. It had been sort of disappointing to find nothing there. And then there were the mausoleums. These were much bigger and had doors in, like little houses. They looked a bit like allotment sheds with extra angels. The angels were generally more lifelike than you'd expect, especially one near the entrance, who looked as though he'd just remembered that he should have gone to the toilet before he left heaven. The two boys walked through the cemetery now, kicking up the drifts of fallen leaves.
"It's Halloween next week," said Wobbler. "I'm having a disco. You have to come as something horrible. Don't bother to find a disguise."
"Thanks," said Johnny.
"You notice how there's a lot more Halloween stuff in the shops these days?"
"It's because of bonfire night," said Johnny. "Too many people were blowing themselves up with fireworks, so they invented Halloween, where you just wear masks and stuff."
"Mrs. Nugent says all that sort of thing is tampering with the occult."
Mrs. Nugent was the Johnsons' next-door neighbour, and known to be unreasonable on subjects like Madonna played at full volume at 3 a.m.
"She says witches are abroad on Halloween."
"What, like Mallorca and places?"
"Suppose so."
"Makes sense, I suppose. They probably get special out-of-season bargains, being old ladies. My aunt can go anywhere on the buses for almost nothing, and she's not even a witch." They passed a very ornate mausoleum, which even had little stained glass windows. It was hard to imagine who'd want to see in, but then it was even harder to imagine who'd want to look out.
"Shouldn't like to be on the same plane as 'em," said Wobbler. "Witches going abroad."
"Singing, here we go, here we go, here we go, and viva our spanner."
"Yeah."
"I saw a thing in a book once about these people in Mexico or somewhere, where they'd all go down to the cemetery for a big fiesta at Halloween every year. Like, they don't see why people should be left out of things just because they're dead."
"Yuck. A picnic? In the actual cemetery?"
"Yeah."
"I bet," said Wobbler, looking around, I bet you wouldn't dare knock on one of those doors. I bet you'd hear dead people lurching about inside."
"Why do they lurch?"
"They always lurch. I've seen them in videos, and they can push their way through walls."
"Why?"
"Dunno. They're usually very angry about something."
"Being dead, you mean?"
"Probably. Can't be much of a life."
Johnny thought about this that evening, after meeting the alderman. The only dead people he'd known had been Mr. Page, who died in hospital of something, and his great-grandmother, who'd been 96 and had just generally died. Neither of them had been particularly angry people. They didn't seem the sort of people who'd get up after being dead just to dance with Michael Jackson. Now they were walking along West Avenue. The cemetery was laid out like a town with streets. They weren't named very originally. North Drive and South Walk joined West Avenue at a little gravelled area with seats in, kind of city centre. But the silence of the big Victorian mausoleums made the place look as though it was having the longest early closing day in the world.
"My dad said this is all going to be built on," said Wobbler. "He said the council sold it to some big company for fivepence because it was costing so much to keep it going."
"What, all of it?"
"That's what he said. He said it was a scandal."
"Even the bit with the poplar trees?"
"All of it. It's going to be offices or something."
Johnny looked at the cemetery. It was the only open space for miles. "I'd have given them at least £1, he said.
"Yeah, but you wouldn't have been able to build things on it," said Wobbler. "That's the important thing."
"I wouldn't want to build anything on it. I'd have given them £1 just to leave it as it is."
"But people have got to work somewhere. We need jobs."
"I bet the people here won't be very happy about it, if they knew." Johnny looked up at the nearest tomb. It was one of the ones that looked like a shed built of marble. Bronze lettering over the door said, "Alderman Thomas Bowler, 1822 to 1906,